Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making, we're going to go to the lines themselves. Dave Emekwan, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Hey, good morning, Matt. I just wanted to respond to a couple things. One in regards to the flat taxes being possibly proposed. It should be noted, Matt, that Michigan, state of Michigan has a flat tax. State of Illinois has a flat tax. Indiana has a flat tax. Iowa just put in the law that they're going to go to flat tax as well. In addition to that, Tennessee does not have a state income tax. South Dakota does not have a state income tax. This is to basically Minnesota is the only one. If we were to go to a flat tax, Minnesota would be the only upper Great Lakes state that would have a progressive state tax. This is about competition, and if you look at our neighbors, I mean, that is what's happening here. So I think that that's one of the reasons why it's being proposed. And number two, in regards with what you were just talking about, and I think with the Steele dossier, the Durham file, apparently it's come out, and the CIA actually would not even touch this because they saw that it was user-created. And we're going to see the trial, I think it's coming up in May, and there have been Clinton campaign people, I think five so far that have taken the fifth, and that's their right. They have to be identified, you know, as a, if they're being subjugated as a witness or, you know, some other ideas, we'll see what happens with it. But I just wanted to put that out there that there is something in regarding with this. So I just put that out there today, man.
Well, Dave, thanks for calling in. As you can imagine, I don't agree with anything you've just said, although I think you're a good man, and I hope you continue to call in. Here's why I don't agree. Let's say you take your first thing on the flat tax. The United States has a flat tax. That's our model. Fighting Bob La Follette is the one that would advocate for something like that. Our culture and the United States has a flat tax. I mean, has a progressive income tax, does not have a flat tax. So when the United States has it, and we have it, that's pretty good company. Number two, you don't want to live in Tennessee and South Dakota. You really don't. I like Tennessee and South Dakota. I have friends there. I have relatives, short tail cousin type relatives in South Dakota. I don't want to live there. Minnesota has a very similar culture to ours. I like Iowa. I don't want to live in Iowa. I want to live in this. Listen, Iowa has been described as Wisconsin without Milwaukee. Okay. I want to live in Milwaukee. You want to live in the Milwaukee area for a good reason. Florida doesn't have an income tax at all. A lot of people go down there, but you know, have you ever taken a look at Florida schools? They just don't spend money on things. I went down there once on vacation and I slipped on a deck and I broke my finger, and it was, nasty little thing. So I go to the local emergency room. They had about 300 people there. Turns out they had one doctor. I'm not kidding. It was a guy from Nigeria, a really nice guy. I sat there for an hour. Finally, they said, all right, Matt Flynn, you can come into this next room. And I thought, okay, he'll see me. No, he's not going to see me. They triage, obviously, people that had heart attacks or whatever. Guy sitting next to me, this is in Florida, and it looked like he had one pink earring. I thought, okay, well, that's his preference. Then I looked, it wasn't a pink earring. he had a fish hook through his ear, and it had a lure on it that was pink. I said, what happened? He said, there's a place called Kelly's Fish Shop, downtown Naples. Have you ever been there? Nice little fish shop. He's walking along the pier, and a guy's casting, and it comes back and hooks him in the ear. And the guy comes running towards him, and he thought, great, the guy's going to help me. Guy didn't help him. He pulled out a knife, cut the line, and ran away. So this poor guy has a fish hook in his ear. Now, he's going to get seen before I do with a busted finger, okay, and a guy with a heart attack. But I was there for a couple of hours. I left, and I got a crooked finger to this day. I left. That's what I did. I left. So you want to live in a state that has no income tax. You better be able to afford private schools, and they don't spend anything on social services. I was driving into Naples, and they have bobcats down there. A bobcat, for Pete's sake. The damn thing was like 50 pounds. And I could see him loping along the road in front of me. I mean, what happened if you're a little kid in the backyard playing by himself and a bobcat? You know, so I like Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, you'll come to an intersection in a rural area, and there may say there's a traffic light somewhere, an intersection. It's firmly bolted, painted. It's on a pole. Okay. You go to someplace in Indiana, and it's hanging on a string, and maybe it fell down. I mean, what kind of state do you want to live in? And then I would say, well, what other entity has a progressive income tax? The United States. United States, that's my model. Tennessee isn't my model. Florida is not my model with no income tax. That's it. And as far as the Durham report, let's be very blunt about here. There's a concerted effort among people in the Republican Party to erase history. And that is to say, there was no Russian collusion. Trump doesn't really care about, like Putin. Putin didn't hack into Hillary's emails. Trump didn't say on national TV, Russia, if you're listening, you know, hack into Hillary's emails. They're going to erase history. Durham, that's a fraud. He was put in by Trump and Bob Barr and made special counsel to make it harder to fire him politically. I would fire him. He's no good. The CIA listens to all Russian telephone conversations. You can listen through walls. One day they're sitting there listening, and they hear a guy speak pretty good English. They said, my God, that guy speaks good English. It was Don Trump Jr. They grab him, and they go, what were you talking about? And they have a transcript of it, and he lies, and he goes, adoptions. I was thinking of adopting somebody from Russia. I mean, look, Eric Trump, told the journalists that the Russians have funded them for a long time because the New York banks won't. Why won't the New York banks? Because Trump cheated them for so long. He went bankrupt, pulled the plug on them. So that's what you got. So when you say that somehow there's something with the Steele report overall has borne out. People say, oh, well, but where's the video? It's in Putin's porn library. That's where the video is. So, okay, Dave, I mean, I think you've been sold a bill of goods by the Republicans. We're going to fit in one quick call. And there's other people on the line. Stay on the line. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. Gene, what's on your mind? Gene of Eau Claire.
Good morning, Matt. Great show.
Okay, Gene, speak up a little bit. I can't really hear you.
Okay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks
show.
For calling.
Yeah, great show as usual, Matt. You know, this tax idea here, I'll tell you, it's amazing to me on how people really need to look up ALEC, A-L-E-C. They also need to look up the Koch brothers, because these people are running our state. It's amazing to me because if you notice, a lot of the states come up with the same type of laws, and they are generated from their group where they meet with the big businesses, not little businesses, but the very wealthiest people. And then they follow their laws, you know, like right to work, you know, those types of laws, and even the taxation laws. So people need to be aware of this. Republicans do, and I'm sorry to say this, people with the R after their name, I used to vote for people with their R after their name. These are not the same group. And we got to watch out for them. Sorry, folks, and people with the R to their name, you need to be vigilant because this is not your party, and you need to be aware of it. And, oh, by the way, they tax you on other areas. They tax you higher when you go out to eat. They tax you higher on your telephone bills. They tax you higher on things you buy. So, you know, take a look at some of them southern states, too. It's a very interesting thing they're trying to pull in Wisconsin. But, you know,
You know, you hit the nail on the head. They raise the sales tax. They raise every other kind of tax, the hotel tax, this kind of tax, that kind of tax. And those are what are called regressive taxes. A flat tax is a regressive tax because what it does is it shifts the burden more to poorer people and it relieves them on wealthier people. Look, I would love a world where there were no taxes. There was a free lunch, but there is no free lunch. And I think that the progressive income tax, which we have at the federal level and we have in Wisconsin and a number of other states, is the way to go. It's been fair. People can make money, make good money. They can amass a lot of wealth. I like to see people amass wealth. I really do. I'm not one of these guys in the Democratic Party that doesn't like rich people. I think more people should be rich. But you have to pay for services. In Wisconsin, we have great public schools. We have great municipal services. And that's not true in Florida, and that's not true in a lot of places. And if you're a poor person, you get the short end of the stick. So anyway, Gene, as always, thanks for calling in. Very, very good and passionate. Going to a break. There are people on the line. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
For a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.